Order. We do have a waiver.
Okay, let's do that. We'll call to order. Sorry, John, but I'm going to do two quick things.
Business.
We'll call to order the meeting of the Legislation Committee for Monday, September 20th. Present are legislators Burton, Rogowski, Harkin, and Burroughs, and from the County Attorney's Office, Linda Trent Acosta. First item we're going to take is the minutes of August 30th, which we asked to have revised to have more of the comments that were made by Judge Shenkman. I read them. I think they're totally accurate. And so anybody want to move those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none. Okay. The next item is we have a proposed waiver for Mr. Michael Otestick. And is there anyone here from whoever proposed this waiver to explain the waiver? There being no one here? Are you here?
I'm not here for the waiver. All I know is that a request was sent to our office from the Commissioner of the Budget, Chief Information Officer requesting that a waiver be granted.
Right. Well, we kind of have a policy.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry. Good. You want to think it's your comments
I'll make
here.
A point.
Good. Mr. Burton.
Lacking information on what the purpose of the waiver is, assuming that it's to return to IT, we have asked in the past for a contractor, at least the scope of work and the amount of money involved. We don't have either one of those, so I'd ask that we table it.
I agree. And again, I thought we made it very clear to the administration, who's not represented here, that you know, on these waivers, we need somebody to come and explain, you know,
there's the administration.
Is there someone going to explain this the waiver for Mr. Otestick and why?
Yes,
what the term?
I thought we were going to do that last.
Oh, is this?
I can have George come in.
Okay, we'll wait. We'll do it. We'll
right, wait till we'll
okay. So we'll wait for George to come down and then we'll let him deal with it. So now we'll move to the main event, which is two proposals. We'll take up the one for term limits first, and then the second one is to extend the term of legislators. And I'll start by just asking Ms. Trent Acosta from the County's Attorney's Office to outline both pieces of legislation, and then we'll take comments from legislators.
Okay, well, the first piece of legislation that I have is the one related to a 12-year limit on consecutive service of the Board of Legislators. This piece of legislation, it does exactly that. It amends Section 107.11 of the laws of Westchester County. And the first year, when calculating these years of service, starts after January 1st, 2012. One interesting note, I mean, I know there was some discussion that in Suffolk County a similar piece of legislation was enacted and that was subject to a mandatory referendum. However, that was back in 1993. Since that time, there has been case law in connection with this type of term limitation, which they consider to be a qualification of office as opposed to an actual term limit. And therefore, since it's a qualification of office, and not technically a term limit, is not subject to a mandatory referendum as is otherwise required. And therefore, this legislation could actually pass without the need for a mandatory referendum.
I think you wanted to, Ms. Myers, did you want that?
Just repeat.
Bottom line is a mandatory referendum is not required.
It's not required, despite the fact that we're indicating it's a term limit. It's not one of the requirements for mandatory.
Right. It is a fact of the Attorney General's opinion on that.
Can I ask a question on that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not only is there Attorney General's opinion, but there's a couple of case laws in our department. There's one second department case, Golden, against New York City Council, which was Appellate Division Second Department. If you're interested in the citation, it's 305 AB 2nd.
Can you maybe copy that case for everybody?
Absolutely. And there was also the Molinari against Bloomberg case that also cited.
Let's say that Harkin has a question.
Thank you. To this point, you're saying we don't have to have a referendum. Let's flip that around. Could we have a referendum?
No. Where there's not a requirement for a referendum, there's absolutely no need for a referendum.
But
no,
can you?
You're not allowed to have a referendum.
It's not
allowed.
Required.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a need. It's not allowed.
Okay.
And it's a cost you don't want to go.
Anything else on that one?
No.
I just want to mention that it's 12 consecutive years doesn't prohibit someone from serving 12 years, sitting out, and coming back.
Exactly.
Who would do such a thing?
The other one quickly.
I'm sorry, the other thing to notice in the 12 consecutive years is that if anybody's appointed to a partial term, then that person will only pretty much have two terms after that. So anybody who's appointed to replace somebody.
And part of another term.
Part of another term. So, for example, in the connection with...
if there's a special election.
Is a special election and someone's appointed to a special election, that person will not be able to run for three
subsequent. We serve two-year terms.
More. Exactly, because then there won't be three.
12 terms, 12 years is six terms.
Well, it depends on how... It actually depends on what the relationship is between this and the next...
Yeah, well, if you pass it as it is without changing the terms of office,
yeah.
Then someone could actually serve 11 years, probably.
Yes.
So you wouldn't be shortchanged.
Right.
So someone would have to resign midway through the sixth term?
No.
I don't think you can run for office, because since it's a qualification for office.
You'd run for five full terms.
Right.
And then you wouldn't be able to run for six.
Right. You're fulfilling that other person's term.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to quickly address the other one?
Yes. The second piece of legislation is actually to increase the term of office for a legislator from 2 years to 4 years. And that, again, is amending the laws of Westchester County, section 107.11. This piece of legislation is subject to a mandatory referendum because it is specifically listed in our charter and also municipal home rule law, since it does relate to a term of office. Right now, we've indicated in the version that we currently have, I guess pending before the board, it has, it looks like a November 2nd election. I thought there was another version of this that was out, but I may be incorrect on that.
So that would require a referendum?
This would require a referendum, and then it wouldn't be at this election, would be at the November election for 2011.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Linda?
The only other thing with respect to this legislation, I believe there's another piece of legislation that has the effective date on this to take effect January 1st, I believe January 1st, 2013?
That would be
12. 12, I'm sorry, 12. And that's because the term of office would not affect next year's election. So in other words, the next year's election, you would still only have a two-year term of office, and it wouldn't apply until the subsequent election.
And again, it wouldn't start, as far as the term limits, it wouldn't start counting the 12 years until January 1, 2012.
That is correct.
All right, any other questions for Ms. Trentokos? The next item would be if any of the sponsors, I'll defer to Gordon and Peter first. Want to make any comments in support of the legislation?
No, for those people who weren't at the press release that took place about half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, we both basically spoke about our intent was to have either 6 2-year terms or 3 4-year terms. That's the only difference I think the sponsors of the legislation had. I would prefer to have 6 2-year terms to continue what we're doing now. And I think legislator Nona might prefer to have 3 4-year terms. And I don't know whether Pete's on board with that. Either way, I figured that was up for discussion. The one thing is, I did think it would need a referendum, so there's a cost in the referendum, and that would be an issue that it would ultimately rest with the people. But I think, as all of my colleagues who sponsored the legislation thought, having career elected officials was something that we did not believe was something the Founding Fathers really wanted, and instead citizen legislators, and we thought 12 years was enough. I mean, that is all up to us now as a committee to decide whether we in fact want to make it less or more, or whether you think 12 years is enough, or whether you think we shouldn't have term limits. But that was the concept of something that we did in the city of Yonkers many years ago. It seems to work. I know there was a problem, like Linda was explaining, about legislators who came into office, let's say as you and I did, Judy, mm-hmm. where we came in February of a non-election year or even an election year, how that would be treated versus maybe the year, and that's subject to discussion here. That was a real confusing issue in the city of Yonkers because they had staggered the terms where 3 out of the 6 legislators would run 2 years, and then the next would run every 2 years, so it was 4-year terms. And what happened was that some of the legislators would have either been shortchanged 2 years or been extended 2 years. So those are the things I think we have to anticipate so they don't have the same problems that they had in the city of Yonkers.
Okay, I just wanted to stress the fact that, sorry, Peter.
No, go ahead.
No, you're next.
Oh, that's right. All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. We're being overly polite here. Thank you.
For now.
You know, I would just echo what Gordon said and add that, you know, there's a lot of great history on this board in both parties. And this legislation is not designed to negate or disrespect any individual who has served with honor and distinction on this board. And I think one of the things we need to do if we decide to move forward with this legislation is figure out some sort of a rolling start, because you don't want to lose all your historical knowledge in one fell swoop. I think there's something to be said for history. We see it every day where someone reminds us of why things were done and how they were done. You know, we're seeing it now with the public safety discussion. You know, institutional knowledge is invaluable, but we can address that through a rolling start. But I think, you know, at least what I've heard loud and clear from my constituents is the desire, you know, to allow other people to serve, to have a citizen legislature. I would be inclined to go with the 3-4-year terms, because I would only do that if we pass the 12-year limit. I wouldn't do that otherwise. Otherwise, it would be self-serving. But if we are going to do the term limit, and we pass that, then I would then favor going out to referendum on the 3-4-year terms, because it would really allow us to focus on our work. We know we only have 12 years here. Let's not spend the second year of every term raising money and running for election. Let's focus on the public policy. That's why they sent us here. We'd be in the same cycle with the county executive, and politics would not enter into, you know, the second year of every other year. So, you know, I'm glad we're having this conversation. I thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I understand that there are reasonable arguments on both sides, that people can say, you know, the people have the power of term limits every election, and to an extent that's true, but you know, there's also something to be said for being accountable and being proactive and holding these seats in public trust. So thank you.
Thank you. I just add, let me just add something, then we'll open it up for discussion and finish with the proponents' comments. First of all, I want to stress this is for, I think term limits make sense for county government. I think federal and state level have different considerations that we're not going to get into here. Here, I think we're dealing more with the citizen legislature concept. In fact, though, 18 states have enacted term limits for state legislatures, and that seems to be working pretty well in those states from what I have read. New York City has term limits for its city council. It's actually 12 years, 3 terms of 4 years. Suffolk County has enacted term limits in the mid-90s. So we'll open a discussion. I think we tried to, again, create a balance where 12 years is sufficient time for someone to come in and achieve good results, gain the experience necessary to do the job. And with respect to the concern about inexperienced legislators, most of the people that come to this board with municipal government experience or not-for-profit experience, in which they've already bringing to the table considerable experience that helps. To them to do their job here. So there's not a big learning curve, I don't believe. But I'd like to open it up. Let's open it up for general discussion. Who wants to go first? Legislative Burke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The city of New York started with a 8-year term limitation. And my read of that was that it was very disconcerting because the institutional memory was turning over so fast. I would have been opposed had the members brought forth an 8-year term, even if it were 4 terms of 2 years. At 12, I think we've struck a good balance here, and I would support that. Whether we get to 4 times 3 or 6 times 2 matters less to me than the fact that there are times when it is just time to go, and sometimes we don't always recognize that ourselves. And I think it's a good idea to make this a known endpoint for what you do. At the same time, there are those exceptions, those people who just go on from strength to strength, and that's going to cost us something. And I don't know that there's any way to really overcome that. and it's just going to be one of the downsides to doing this. So I would support this, and I hope we would go ahead and enact it, recognizing that we do not have to have a referendum. If at the same time, then, we ran the referendum on the four-year term and explained to people, because I would expect a four-year term is going to go down to flaming defeat as a freestanding referendum. But if we showed that, in fact, this is going to be a limitation, regardless of whether it's 4 years or 2 years, the net result will be 12 years and out. I would hope that people would understand that and see its advantage with what we would do. So I would hope we would couple it that way and move forward in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I will echo Legislator Burton's sentiments. I think putting these together makes a lot of sense, is palatable, and I think it could result in a lot of moving forward on the part of the Board of Legislators.
Just want to add that somebody said we're going to lose potentially some institution, and you know, Kay Karski's been on my mind for a lot of lately, and I think they know the reasons why, but she was an excellent legislator. And Cecile Singer, when she was a legislator, she was an excellent one, and there are people on this board who are excellent legislators, and maybe it would be a shame if we lost them after 12 years. But Judy, I was just right now mapping out, you and I came together in a special election in February of about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and in that 5 years, we've actually are almost senior. We're right in the middle of the pack at this point in time. So there's been
it's good not being the rookie anymore.
Right. And especially when you're in the minority. I was a rookie a lot longer than you were. but with that having been said, we've seen a lot of turnover as it is anyway. So I don't know whether it's going to be, you know, and even this year, you look at Tom Avenatti is on his way out because he won that primary, and I don't think he's going to have a problem winning this next election. And who knows, we might lose Jim. So we're basically, people are changing now as it is. So I guess I was just making a comment about that finance, the institution that we might be losing. We might lose a group, but hopefully they'll be replaced by the John Nonas and Peter Harkins.
Mm-hmm. Flattery will get you everywhere. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman, would you call for a vote today on this?
Yeah, unless anybody has proposed changes to the legislation, but it's pretty straightforward.
We're going to vote on this today.
For public hearing. Or whatever.
Well, I know the term limits is one issue, and raising it for 4 years is another issue. I've already indicated I'm glad it's going to a referendum so the people have the final vote on something like that. I'm against the 4 years, but if this the majority of the board is willing to do that and send it possibly out for a referendum and discussion with our other colleagues, I'm not going to be opposed to something like that. I mean, as long as the people get the final say.
They're two independent pieces of legislation.
Right.
Right. And that's because one needs a referendum and one doesn't.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I think if we went forward and they told the public, we'll only put in term limits if you extend the terms for 4 years. I think that would be viewed as, you know, playing a trick. But if you say, look, we're limiting our terms, so it doesn't really matter whether it's 2 years or 4 years.
Right.
The point is, the argument for 2 years, as Peter said, you get elected and the next day you're running for re-election, and you don't really have a chance to establish a record that quickly in 2 years. Give somebody a chance to establish a record the voters can really make a decision on. Yes, sir.
Can I make a suggestion, Mr. Chair? I think while I fully support this and the three of us are sponsoring this, I think this is also something that a lot of people are going to want to think over and discuss in their caucuses. My suggestion would be, if we put it out today, that we just put it out for public hearing, and then we can take that knowledge and then work on the second part, which is the 6 2-year terms or the 3 4-year terms or nothing at all. But I would suggest let's put it out not for all purposes but for public hearing. Let's get the public feedback. Then we can come back, work on the second part, and couple the two together as a process.
If that's a motion, I would second.
I'm in agreement. I think we ought to just get public input. We need public input on this. We may want some, like the League of Women Voters and other groups to comment. So I agree we should.
They may have already done studies. I believe they did some studies.
Well, let's give them a chance to come in at a public hearing or even at a subsequent meeting. I think what I would propose, would I agree with the proposal of voting out for public hearing only, and then after the public hearing, we'll have another meeting here, digest the comments at the public hearing, and invite any other groups to come in, comment on it, and then decide whether to vote it out for a vote.
On discussion, usually what we do is we identify the groups that can provide valuable input, and we do arrange a meeting for them to come in and participate without the standing online, the limitation of 3-minute comments. We get into good substantive discussion about different alternatives, different options. I think that the appropriate next step is for this committee to understand the board has only recently referred this newly introduced item to it. It's on the agenda. It was open for discussion today. There was a press conference, which I believe was the first time the sponsors have talked in public, spoken publicly about it. So it seems to me that the scene is now set for this committee to invite in the different organizations and individuals who may be able to provide input on all of the different options available. The public hearing would be appropriate if we were at a point where we were ready to put a specific piece of legislation out for the public to comment on. I don't believe we're there, as people around this table are already suggesting that there are different variations, different possibilities. So I think that I think the race to a public hearing would be premature. I think the work that needs to be done starts first with more input from the board, more input from the members of the legislature who are not part of this committee, and people from, for example, the League of Women Voters, other interested groups. Invite them into the table. Let's have a good substantive discussion about the pros and cons of this, and also the pros and cons of the different alternatives, the different options that are now seem to be coming to the surface. I don't believe we're ready to do the other.
Any further comments? Yes.
Well, I think at the end of the day, we put things out. We said it for public hearing only. That has a lot of significance to us. The public may not necessarily understand it that way, and they're running out to give comments, and they're limited. I think Mr. Ryan makes a good point. 3 minutes. We usually have legal and voters. I mean, I think the groups that are interested, let them come in. Otherwise, they will feel they got to get online for 3 minutes. I think that's a fair point.
Gives
them to come in, and there may be Common Cause, whatever groups are out there, to sit around the table. Since from a timing point of view,
it could even end up at the same point anyway. Even because if you put it out for public hearing purposes only today, it's still not going to get on the agenda for tonight.
To Peter's point and Gordon's point, we would not be actually voting to schedule the public hearing until October 3rd, which means the public hearing wouldn't be till the 17th, and we could have a meeting before then with all the stakeholders. Just voting it out for. We're gonna vote it out to schedule a public hearing 2 weeks from now. The public hearing will be 2 weeks after that. So why not vote it out for a public hearing and schedule that committee meeting in between?
Well, just that there are other things going on. We're gonna be in the budget process because it's budgeted.
Meeting before the budget.
Because again, it's just a public perception. We know what it means going out for a public hearing only. Because then it'll come back, but it has a different message to the public, and I just think.
I think it's a message that will be very welcomed by the public.
Well, I'm not making judgments. I'm just saying there's a process here, and I think to reach out even to reach out to all the potential stakeholders. I'm not even sure who they might be. Get the message out there and have people come in. But I just
want to say I agree with Legislator Ryan, but we will have the meeting, a committee meeting before a public hearing, so that will be. We'll be able to have a committee meeting before the public hearing.
As long as we're guaranteeing another meeting before, I would be all out.
We'll bump whatever we have to bump it. Yeah. If there's anything else scheduled, Melanie, we can do that, right?
Yes.
So I'll second Peter's motion.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Bill has a point, and one of the reasons why deliberate speed is a good thing is not to slow down the implementation of a good idea, but to examine it in all its nuances before we really commit to something. And I'd like us actually to hold off on the public hearing until we've actually had the stakeholders in. To hold off on the vote for a public hearing. It would wind up being an extra 2 weeks. And I don't have any great yen to get a public hearing out for its own sake. I'd rather hear from the more involved people and then put it out for public process.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Hart.
In the spirit of consensus, I would be willing to withdraw my motion until after we have one more meeting. I sense, based on comments at this table, that we would have the votes to pass for public hearing. But if it's going to make members more comfortable and it's more deliberative, I'd be happy to withdraw my motion for a week or two. Let's have one more meeting. Let's bring the league in and some other folks in, and then I'd be happy to make my motion.
Melanie, can we put this on for October 3rd? Whatever we have could be put off. That can be put off.
Yeah.
Because we haven't even gotten the county attorney's opinion. I sent him a lengthy memo.
You said we'd have it before then.
Well, let's give us time to read it and not get it on Friday. So we'll put this on for October 3rd. And if anybody has any suggestions who we should invite in to be heard, please pick us.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Maury.
Yeah, just, I mean, in that light, I appreciate that. It just, again, because there's a couple of maybe details if we really, you know, obviously the committee sounds like it's interested in doing this. The whole issue that came up earlier about being appointed. I mean, I might argue if, in fact, we were going to pass a law, let's say 12 years, however it's divided up, that because someone might get appointed, I mean, God forbid, it could be a death, or someone takes a job, like in Vito's case, and you come in and you're finishing up the last 8 months or so of a term. And
I think that's where the room for discussion.
Well, just, I might argue, you know, it's this 12 years plus.
Yeah, we could tweak it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, but I'm saying we could have that discussion, tweak it, and then whatever goes out for the public hearing is at least at that point in time, it may change again, but at that point in time, kind of the best thinking of the group. So I mean, I'm saying it's
full term.
That's a tweak that if we were going to go forward, tweak it now as opposed to tweaking it later.
Term extensions is also in.
Is that commercial? You can tweak me now. Tweak me later.
let's have a joint meeting on the 3rd.
So I mean, I'm not making the motion now, but I'm saying that's an issue.
We're going to schedule a further discussion on October 3rd, and invite in anybody that wants to be heard, and then we'll put it out for public hearing.
Because
and then we'll tweak the law if we have.
It ties in. We have a procedure for if someone leaves. We have a special election up to a point, then up to a point we don't have a special election.
Depends on how much time is left.
Right, so part of that.
I can't remember the term. Days,
so
the number
it's,
of days.
We need to look at that and see how that might start.
Yeah.
Okay. I see Mr. Oros is here too. Okay, so what about Mr. Oros?
You want the waiver.
Yeah, we're going to go to that. So we're all set October 3rd.
Okay.
Term limits and extension of terms, and we need to invite to figure out who might be interested in being heard. Next item we'll come back to, since the Chief of Staff has joined us. Mr. Rose, can you please come up and talk to us about the proposed waiver for Michael Otestick?
Yes, good afternoon. We probably should have had Marguerite Byrne. This is at the request of the CIO, Marguerite Byrne.
Well, let's go get her then.
No, we can't.
You can explain it.
She made the request directly to the county exec to keep Michael for a short period of time until we staff the deputy position. Right now, she lost two deputies, so she has no deputy at all. And until such time as we either decide that she's going to have to live that way the next budget year, or do we get somebody to help transition, she would like somebody there, particularly to get her through the 2011 budget process, which we're all diligently
doing. So for how long and what's the cost? Do we know?
I think I don't. It's not in the request?
No.
Just the resolution.
I believe it was 20,000 was the original request.
Well, we should find out.
See, usually it's sent to that's sent to A&C, but
yeah,
it's
sent
to us too.
Honestly, I didn't even know you guys were discussing it till this.
We wanted to move it forward.
I understand, and I appreciate that. Except that
we received a request from the chief.
Yeah, so I mean, we want it, but I would have been more prepared had I.
Can I make a suggestion, Mr. Chair?
Have you missed the blue sheet? You've already missed the blue sheet.
Yep.
Oh, we have missed the blue. That's right. So at this point, it doesn't even matter.
Too. So,
all right. So
we can wait another meeting.
Yeah, we'll just get the details. You don't have to come back.
Okay. We'll send you a little memo.
As long as you know the time period and the amount.
Right.
Is that okay, Mr. Appointments Chair? Yes, we'll get that information.
Well, it doesn't go through appointments anyway, does it? No.
Yeah, but...
But we sometimes opine anyway.
We let Mr.
Well, your legislators, you'll opine on everything.
That's right.
Thank you. Okay. There's one more item on the agenda, and that is, I guess this is initial discussion. We don't have a law, but Peter, you can address this. You and the chairman are proposing a local law to ensure that process service visit consumers' homes or place of visit to deliver notices of debt collection proceeding?
Yeah, it had to do with, and I don't know how much we want to get into it without the chairman here as a co-sponsor of this. You know, what we've heard a lot, it started with some of the eviction stuff and the foreclosure stuff, and just in these very difficult economic times, service of debt collection has skyrocketed, and there are some bad actors out there, and other municipalities have taken to regulating these bad actors.
Just New York City, though.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing here is an opinion from the county attorney that looks like we may have some problems doing it at this level. So what I would suggest, Mr. Chair, is perhaps if we could table this temporarily so we can review the memo from the county attorney. I'll discuss it with my co-sponsor. I mean, clearly the intent was a good one. It's an honorable one. But we want to make sure that we can do it at this level, and we're not expending time and resources.
See, because New York City has certain powers
exactly.
that other counties don't have.
Exactly.
So we may be precluded.
Send a memo to Tommy.
Okay. So we'll read this and put it on a future agenda item to make a decision.
Yeah.
Any other items for the committee?
There's two receiving files.
Okay. There's two. What are they? Do I have a motion to accept the receive and files?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, none. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Sure.
All in favor, aye.
We didn't do minutes, did we?
Yes, we did.
No, we did.
Did.
Got it.
E&E at 3, everybody. Environment and Energy at 3.
Gotcha.
E&E at 3.
Thank you. Yeah, for right now.
I think that's the proper way to go.
That's right.
First, I'm not.
But then,
the public hearing only just sets the molecules by the
Yeah.
Good. Yes, I know.
I really want to try to avoid public hearing.
Well, I'm just
beating around and then putting out to see.